This year, we've experienced some intense weather, including storms Freya, Gareth and Hannah, all bringing disruption, sometimes chaos, to our shores. But just how do these events get their names? Well, this year will be the fifth year the UK Met Office, Ireland's Met Éireann, and now the National Weather Forecasting Service, KNMI, run the Name Our Storms campaign. Now, the Met Office has now announced the storm names for 2019 and 20, which include Francis, Hugh and Olivia. Now, here to tell us more is meteorologist Bonnie Diamond from the Met Office. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Simon.
Now, first of all, give us a sample of some of the names then.
Oh, there's lots. I don't think I've got time to go through them all, but some of my favourites on this year's list are Francis and Maura.
So has the partnership now with the Met Office in the UK and the Irish Met Office and the Dutch Met Office, has that influenced the kind of names that you're getting?
Yes, absolutely. So back in 2015, when the Met Office and Met Éireann, who are the weather provider in the Republic of Ireland, when we introduced storm naming in 2015, the names generally were voted for by the British and Irish public. So that would have been reflective in the names. This year, we are really pleased to welcome the Dutch Weather Service on board. And that means they've contributed some more typically Dutch names. So we've got the likes of Gerda, which is a female name in Scandinavian, and also Piet.
I suppose it must be difficult to police this because we can't mention, but I think it was 2010 we had a hurricane in the UK and it received an unmentionable name. So it was quite descriptive, but we can't repeat it.
We do. And that's one of the reasons why the Met Office decided to introduce an official storm naming, so that we would have one weather service providing the storm names for the British and Irish public.
So what makes a storm then?
So it's, we're situated at the edge of the Atlantic. We would quite often see low pressure systems affecting the UK and Ireland, especially during autumn and winter seasons. And as we head further into autumn and winter, we're more likely to see deeper low pressure systems. And with deep low pressure systems, you can get strong winds and heavy rain. Now, the Met Office have a national weather warning system. And if we are expecting some strong winds and heavy rain, we might have a yellow warning in force. And then if that low pressure system has the potential to bring more severe weather, an amber warning may be issued. And that's the point that the Met Office and Met Éireann may decide to give the storm a name, to just help the conversation to take place in with people. I mean, it's quite often when storms are named that people start talking about it, and you can see things, it will trend on social media, and national broadcasters will mention on TV and radio. So it just really helps get the message across to listeners that there's some severe weather on the way.
Well, how do we actually choose names then?
So when the Name Our Storm scheme was first introduced back in 2015, we actually asked the public to send in their suggestions. And that's what we did. That's what we've been using, that list ever since. But because it's been coming into our fifth year, we decided that we'd give the public an opportunity to have an input in the names this year. And a couple of months ago, we asked people to send in their suggestions again. And we received a couple of thousand of suggestions. So people do really like getting involved in it. So we went through the list here at the Met Office and Met Éireann, and of course our new partners in the Netherlands, and we picked names that were not just the most popular names, but names that actually reflected the diversity of Britain, Ireland and the Netherlands.
So why do we actually name them?
By giving storms a name, it really just helps to get the message across that there is severe weather on the way. Some people might not know that there's weather warnings out, but if you know that there is a named storm, then you'll know that there is severe weather on the way. And it's not just ourselves that do this here in the UK. We actually borrowed the idea from the National Hurricane Centre, who have been naming storms after humans since the 1950s. And I'm sure many of your listeners will have heard of Hurricane Dorian, which has brought some pretty devastating impacts to parts of the eastern US and Bahamas. And so what we found that giving storms names just helps people identify with the weather and know that severe weather is on the way.
And I suppose when we're reminded of that, there's some simple things that we can do to prepare for that, can't we, ourselves round about our homes?
Absolutely. So if we do find, the weather's looking pretty settled at the moment, but if we do find that things turn a bit more unsettled and we're starting to move more into storm season, so to speak, some people might still have, you know, garden furniture outside, barbecues outside, and particularly, you know, strong winds in early autumn can still knock things like that over. So, you know, as we get closer into autumn, you might want to bring things like that inside. But also if you are traveling and there is a storm or weather warnings out and potentially a named storm, that could cause some disruption to transport. And I know myself, I hate getting caught up if there's been train delays, if I'm trying to make my way to the airport, that kind of thing. So just keeping your eye on the weather forecast and also on the if you're traveling somewhere, to keep an eye out on the your public transport provider to see if there's any delays or cancellations.
It's very important to a lot of our listeners because living with visual impairment.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the thing I hate about winds and gales is that things can just get whipped up and you don't see them coming.
Yep.
So to be prepared for that is a good idea. Are there any names still you're looking for? Any letters?
No, we've actually got our full list for this year. But if you are interested in having your name in Stormlight, so to speak, you can still suggest or email us with your suggestion at namearstorms@metoffice.gov.uk, and we'll add it to our list for future years.
And I must admit, whenever I hear of a storm somewhere and I know somebody that lives in that area, it prompts me to get in touch to make sure they're all right. So it's great from that point of view as well.
Absolutely. It's a great conversation. You know, it's not just a weather, you know, we do issue weather warnings to let people know about the potential for severe weather. But when a storm is named, it actually gets people's interest up that little bit more and to not just look after themselves, but to check on their family and friends as well.
Where can we go for more information?
So you can always get the latest weather forecast from the Met Office website, and the weather affects everybody. So we want to make sure our forecasts are available to everyone, and the Met Office website has actually been designed to be as accessible as possible and is compatible with adaptive technology, including screen readers. And also on the Met Office app, you can actually listen to, we've got a national weather broadcast embedded within our app, and you can listen to the weather forecast there, and also our social media channels, Twitter. We've got a 24/7 update with the weather there, especially at times of severe weather, and we do have adaptive technology, including screen readers for Twitter too.
It's finally become fashionable to talk about the weather.
Certainly, although it's been fashionable for me for years because I've made my career out of it.
Bonnie Diamond, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you. Thank you for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks, Simon.